Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Were you able to hear me at all during the intro there? All right, just enough, just barely, I guess. Oh, well. Apologize for that. We're trying this barely. I'll listen to it afterwards and see how to fix it. We're trying to figure out how to get everything working on here. I might actually consider getting rid of the intro during the actual recording of the show and editing it and re-uploading it later. So we'll keep messing with that, trying to figure out how to make that work. I'm still trying to find ways to have it be working correctly. Anyway, in the meantime, today is the 14th. Yesterday was Friday the 13th. I actually believe in Saturday the 14th as being the unlucky day. Not me, and PHPB Weekly number 14, kind of a coincidence there. But we're going to have we still have a very good show, a very long show today. We're going to be getting into discussing forums and forum permissions in PHPB 3. PHPB 3 is completely different than PHPB 2 in terms of how forums are set up, how they're organized, and the permissions panels have been completely extended. They're now very advanced, lots of control. And they are quite overwhelming at the introduction. It's gotten better since the earlier betas, but still there's a lot to look at in there. So today I'm going to be discussing how you can go about setting up forms in PHP 3 and setting permissions for them so that people can actually use them. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So if you'd like to join us, love to have you come on in. You can come into the chat room and ask questions during the end. I'll try to answer them if you have any questions on what I discuss or anything else in PHPBB if you have any things you want to talk about. Or assuming that my client works and that I can actually hear you, you can call in on the show at 724-444-7444. The TalkCast ID you want is 12418. I do want to mention, of course, as always, PHPBB Weekly is not affiliated with nor approved by members of the PHPBB teams. Any involvement that the team members have is on their own part, and this is done completely by myself. It is not affiliated with PHPBB. I want to make that clear, as always. I did get an email from Lachlan, who submitted this week, wanted to give me a correction to something I had mentioned last week. We're talking about things in PHPBB3, and that is that I had described a couple of areas in the administration panel, particularly in the permissions panels, which we're actually going to talk about today, as using AJAX. And he said, be sure that it's not AJAX, and that it's just plain JavaScript. And I have gotten a little confused because AJAX is highly based on JavaScript, uses lots of JavaScript, but it is not enough to really actually consider it to be true AJAX technology. So I thanked him for making that correction. It is not AJAX. It is just plain fat JavaScript. There. A few updates on news in the PHPBB community. There is no real news yet. There is not in the PHPBB 3 release, be it a beta 6 or a release candidate 1, and we talked a bit about that last week. The dev team has been very busy, though. There have been a lot of check-ins this week. My inbox where I receive the PHBBB check-ins mailing list has been very busy. There's been a lot going on. And also, there is now a new member of the development team. Vic Delphont used to be on a lot of teams. He was on the support team, I believe, the styles team, the website team, probably one or two others. He was known as the multi-teamer back when I was there. Now he is on the development team. He's not going to be on any of the other teams now. Instead, he's going to be focusing on helping out with PHPBB3 development, which is very good news because there have not been a lot of developers on the team as of recently. Pretty much now it's Acid Burn as leader, David MJ, Ann Aderman, Sub Blue as the theme designer, and now Vic joins the group. In fact, except for Acid Burn, all of the people who started out developing PHP 3 four years ago have since had to move on. And so the development team has had major transitions during the development phase, but it's good to know that we're going to have more people helping to get PHPBB3 out on the road. So that's a few of the updates to what's new on here. Last I mentioned SHS as English teacher. I don't know if he's an English teacher. He certainly has his job as co-project manager. He's got a lot to do there, trust me. He's the one in charge of all the advertisements you see on PHPBB Weekly. No, not weekly. It's the PHPBB.com, excuse me. All this PHPBB stuff, it's a lot to get confused. In fact, so sometimes I wish they had a simpler name. But we're going to move on. So today we're going to talk about continuing our discussions on PHPBB3. We put it on hold a bit for a few weeks after the new version of the PHPBB.com website came out. But I was talking about various features in PHPBB3, particularly in the administration panel, and how to use them. So today, forums is obviously why does everyone download forum software? They download it to install forums and have forums on their boards. So how are you going to set this up? Because I know a lot of people are familiar with the system in PHPBB2, which is fairly simple. You add the forum, you can set basic permissions, off you go. It is a lot more complex in PHPBB3. There's a lot more control, which can be good, but it requires a learning curve. So we're going to try to talk a bit about this today. For some things I've been talking about today have changed quite a bit over the course of development. So if you're using an old version of PHPBB3, then the interface may be a bit different on there. You may want to update it. I am personally actually using a recent CVS snapshot of what will be the next development release beta or release candidate of PHPBB3 to use for my example. So this may be a little bit different in older versions. It certainly has gotten easier over the development cycle. So just to let you know, if you're not seeing exactly what I am describing to you, that is probably why. So forum administration. First of all, how are forums laid out? In PHPBB2, it was very simple. You would have a category, which is a number of categories, and then in those you would have forums. That's it. End of story. Bye-bye. See you later. Not the case in PHPBB3, because in PHPBB3, the description of categories changes considerably. Everything is forum-based now, so no matter what you have, it is based on a forum. It is set up like a forum. You can have a limited number of sub-forums. You can send your users 1,000 levels deep if you're feeling really evil. But most people will probably not use more than a couple of levels of sub-forums. Usually mostly for organizational purposes, you don't have a whole list of forums on the homepage. Probably the best use for sub-forums is on those boards where you go on the homepage and you see like 20 different forums to see, each covering a different topic, and you're like, where am I supposed to go? So this helps because now you can have a more concise interface. And people can go to the general category, and then they can drill deeper to really get to the forums they want to talk about. You can see a good example of practical use of subforums on the new PHPBB.com. They have less forums on the homepage. You can drill down to get more specific. So in the back end on the administration panel, you have sort of a miniature way to now go through forums. That is, it now emulates what it looks like. So when you first go to the forum administration panel, you're going to see what you would normally see on the board index. So by default, you'll see my first category. And then if you click on a forum or category listing, that'll drill you in there, and it'll show you any sub-forums at that level. When you create a forum, you can click on that forum, and then that'll show you any other sub-forums at its level, if there are any. If there are no sub-forums, it'll be blank. And there's breadcrumbs, which means that you can jump back to the path you're going to. So essentially, you get to navigate your own forums to determine where you create new sub-forums. The board index being the parent, where all first-level forums are sub-forums of the board index. So we're going. So just to go an example, I'm going to show you the different kinds of forums. So I'm at the board index. Say I want to create the PHPBB Weekly Fans Forum. So I'm going to create that. Hit create new forum on there. And that's going to bring up the main page to edit this. So the first thing you're going to see on the forum settings page, when you create the new forum, you add all this stuff, is forum type. There are three different forum types in PHPBB3. There's category, there's forum, and there's link. Let's talk about category first of all. Category is almost the same as a regular forum, except that you can't make actual posts into it. So, for example, forums can have sub-forums, which means when you're at a forum, you can go deeper down. A category is essentially the same. It can have sub-forums, but you can't post in a category. You simply go farther down into forums. So it's like what you had originally. You have on the board index, you would have these categories. So a category saying, this is what we're talking about, Mac stuff, it's talking about Windows, or one's talking about PHPBB, one's talking about Envision, one's talking about vBulletin. And then you'd have forums underneath that where the actual post would go. You wouldn't have posts in the category. So that's what this is for. This is for essentially a sub-forum that you don't want to have posts in, or a sub-forum where you set up to go further down. It's a little bit confusing. But that's what that's for. And so you can, if you choose category, then the page will refresh and you'll see only the options you need. We're going to go through those in a minute. A link is actually not a forum in itself. It's considered one, but it's a way for you to actually specify an external link to go somewhere else. So, and you can see an example of this on Area 51, area51.phpbb.com. There is an actual forum in the listing which says PHPBB3 Bug Tracker. That's a link. If you click on that, then it's going to take you right over to the actual PHPBB3 Bug Tracker. It does not take you to an actual forum. So that's what links are for. It's just a way if you have a list of forums in a category and you want to add a related link, you can set it there and then people can go there to get support or whatever they want to do on that link. So that's what that's for. And then, of course, there is the regular forum. This is the classic one that we know and love, which is where you have where people can post. So I'm going to cover the settings for creating a new forum. A lot of these settings for category and link are also very similar and carry over. Description. All right, so parent forum, if you were lazy and you just created a new forum and you realize you want to make it a sub-forum or you don't, then parent forum displays a drop-down where you can actually specify which forum you want to be above it. So in the hierarchy of forums, for example, say you want to make a sub-forum in test forum 1, which is one of the default ones you get. Then you can select test forum 1 immediately from this parent forum, and then the new one you start, which is, in my case, PHPBB Weekly Fans Forum, will then be a sub-forum of that one. I hope this is not confusing yet, because trust me, if you're already confused, stop me, because it's going to get even worse later on down the road. Description is exactly the same as before, except that you can now have a way to be able to parse BB code, smileys, and links within the description. Beforehand, you'd have to use HTML if you wanted to convey any kind of links, etc. If you don't want to parse BB code, or if you don't want to have smileys or links be parsed, then you can uncheck those boxes. Forum images there. If you have, if you want to create like a special image for your forum, if you, for example, you want to put like a PHPBB, the PHPBB weekly calendar, which I have, for my PHPBB Weekly Fans Forum, I could put a link to that in there. It's relative to the PHPBB root directory. So if you put it in like the images folder, then you would write images / name of image .gif or whatever. Forum password. You can create a password for the forum. So, for example, you have people click on the forum, and then they have to know a password to be able to get in to see it. It is recommended that you actually use permissions to define who can go into forums and who can't go into forums. And I will be talking more about how you could do that later on. But if you want to have like quick and dirty access, you can create a forum password if you really want to. Forum style. If you have all these styles on your board, then you can, by default, you probably want to have it be the default style or whatever style your user is using. However, if you want to force a certain kind of style to only show up while the user is within that one forum, you can specify it from there. Copy permissions from, and we're going to talk about how you set up permissions later on, but if you're creating a new forum and you want to have it, the same permissions set up from a previously established forum, then you can specify that one in here. It makes the later steps that we're going to get into a lot easier, and you don't have to do them, so you can do that. Forum status, unlocked or locked. You can choose not to list the sub-forum in the list of forums from the parent if you don't want to, which means you can have link it elsewhere, which is fine. Enable post review. This is a new feature in PHPBB3 where if a user makes a post and they say submit, but another user has posted while they were making their post, then they can review their post first. If you turn this off, then that won't happen. It'll be just like in PHPBB2. Enable search indexing. Do you want to have posts in this forum be searched or not? Topic icons. You can have icons and specific topics be enabled for this whole forum. There are also other places you can enable or disable them for specific users, etc. Display active topics. What active topics is, as we mentioned, when you set up a category that you cannot actually post in that category. However, these categories can be enabled to display a list of active topics in their subforums. So while you can't post in the category, you can see what is going on within subforums in this category. So that's what the active topic list is. If you click on a couple of categories in phpbb.com, for example, you can see this. But on, for example, the 2.0.x modifications forums, that's a category. You can see an active topics list. Except if you set this to no, then any topics in this forum will not be displayed there. Topics per page, entering 0 will use the default setting, or you can specify a custom setting. Auto pruning, if you want to prune your thing, that's available. Forum rules, kind of a new thing which you can see all over phpbb.com. It's that little box on the top of all pages within a forum, which says, like, click on, do this to see the rules. So if you want to have a way to list basic rules for using the forum or specific rules for the forum, you can enter it in this box. They provide a box for you to use it. Again, you can choose to parse DB code, smileys, or links. Or if you have a page or a post that contains your forum rules there, then you can enter actually a link to there to those rules, and that will be automatically imported. So that's all the settings for forums, categories, and links will have less of those settings, but they'll have all of the same ones. So when you hit submit, then it's going to say you have now created the forum, but then it's going to ask you to now create the permissions for this forum. Now, if you set that setting earlier, which is to copy permissions over, then you're all right. But you will definitely want to immediately now set up permissions for this forum, because if you do not, no one will be able to see it. This is very different from PHPBB2, where if you didn't set up permissions, that would be okay. It would give it a default set of permissions. You need to set up permissions for your forums on here. So what that's going to take you now to is a page, and you're going to see four boxes. You're going to see users on the left side and groups on the right side. And it may be a little confused. We're going to talk about groups first. Users goes a little bit more specific, so we are going to talk about how we set it up for groups. In PHPBB3, and we're going to talk about more about groups next week, but just to give you sort of a quick rundown, PHPBB3 has special groups and regular groups. Special groups are administrators, bots, global moderators, guests, registered users. If you if you have COPPA, which is the Online Privacy Protection Act for the United States, enabled, then you may have a registered users for COPPA and an unregistered users for COPPA, etc. Those are all listed in bold in the Add Groups box. Then if you add any other groups yourself, which we'll talk about next week, then those will be listed in regular. So when you're specifying who can see the forums, you want to do it usually by groups, because users will automatically be filled into those groups. Registered users will automatically be in the registered users group. Global moderators will automatically be put in those groups, and administrators will be in the administrators groups, etc. So probably the best thing you want to do is, when you have a brand new forum, select all the groups. So this is a box, so you can select the bottom one, shift-click to select the top one, hit Add Permissions. So we're going to set permissions for all of the groups here at once. This next brings you to a page. Now you can see the forum, and now each group that you selected is now listed here, and it asks you to assign a role. By default, there'll be no role assigned. So roles is the name for the specified list of permissions. So going back to PHPBB2, on permissions you had a simple mode and you had an advanced mode. The simple mode had some basic things like private, registered, etc. This is essentially what roles are. So roles essentially are a collection of predetermined permissions for using the forum. So to go through, it's like administrators. I want them to have absolutely control over everything that you can do in the forum, so I'm going to give them full access. Bots should be able to read what's in the forums, but I don't want bots to post. Bots are simply like search bots, so people who go, spiders who index things for search engines. So I'm going to give them read-only access. global moderators, I want them to definitely have access to do everything, but I also want them to be able to see the moderation queue. So I'm going to tell them to be on the moderation queue. Guests, I'm going to allow them to read the forums. That's it. And registered users, I want them to be able to have the standard access and polls. So if you know what the roles are, if you're very familiar with roles, then you can use that right then. Hit apply all permissions, you're good to go. But you also are able to set more specific control over what you want to see. So next to each of those boxes, you see a link that says advanced permissions. Click that, and then immediately you're going to see a setting a box with a couple of tabs there, which lets you control various settings. If you've set a role already, you can see what settings have been predetermined. So here the five tabs are: there's post, content, actions, misc, and polls. Next to each tab, there is a colored box which indicates how many settings have been set. So if the box is green, that means that all of the settings under that tab have been set to yes. If it's red, that means all the settings in that tab have been set to no. And if it's gray, that means there's a mix. So we're looking at, so right here I'm going to look at post first. And you can see there's a lot of settings here. PHPBB3 has control almost everything that a user can do on here. So for registered users, the standard access plus polls rule means that they cannot post announcements, that they can use post icons forum. They can start new topics, they can read the forum, they can reply to topics, they can't post stickies, etc. And there's more of these things for each of the tabs. And you can, right here, you can still change your roles, and you can see how each of those listings differs every time you change the roles. Now, one thing that has sparked some confusion is the difference between, what's the difference between yes, no, and never? Because each setting here says either yes, no, or never. What's the big difference between no and never? Yes means that the user can do it unless that's been overridden. So if it's set to, so registered users have been set to yes, they can reply to topics, which means that they are able to reply to topics unless something else somewhere overrides that. We'll get into that. If I set that to no, then that means that all registered users could not reply to topics at all, unless they were overriding. So for example, suppose a registered user is a member of another group, and that group says that, yes, they can reply to topics. But even though registered users are not allowed to reply to topics, Take something to drink. Excuse me. All right, so even though registered users are set to not reply to topics, if a user is a member of a group where they can, that means that they are able to reply to topics. If I set can reply to topics to never, though, then that means that users, registered users can never reply to topics, doesn't matter what anything else says. So even if a registered user is part of another group where they said that they can reply to topics, setting this to never means that they can never, ever reply to topics, doesn't matter what anything else says. Most people will be able to use yes and no. In fact, I believe that most of the rules set up on here are set to just plain no. Never is very rarely used. However, it is there if you need it. So what the advanced permission setting lets you do now is you can set a role for by default, some things, but then let's look through this and you want to change some things. So for example, let's say I do not want users to attach files. I can set it to no, and I don't want them to be able to post smileys because I just hate smileys under content, so I'll set that to no. Under miscellaneous, they can't ignore the flood limit. They can't increase the post counter. These are some examples of changes you can make. Then you can click apply permissions, and now you've customly changed permissions for registered users. Or you can go down to the bottom of the page, hit apply all permissions, and then all these permissions will be set for you. They are updated, and now all your users have access to the board. Okay. So last, I'm looking at the chat room now. Last, I had a question about putting moderators on the moderation queue. What that means is that what that simply means is that moderators have access to the moderation queue, and that I haven't talked about this. There is a way for moderators to have a control panel where new posts can be sent to a moderation queue if they want to be, but that usually has to be enabled per post. He says, So if you set can post without approval to no, that means that all posts would have to go to the moderation queue and be approved by moderators. However, that's for users' settings permissions. When you say moderators have the on moderation queue role, that means that these moderators can see these users can see the moderation queue and can approve deny posts. Essentially makes them moderators for the board. But we're actually going to get more into that in a few minutes on how you set up moderators for forums. Okay, so going back, so now that you've set up permissions, what if you want to change them later? Well, under the Forums tab on the left side, you can click on Forum Permissions. What this will do now is you can see a list of all the forums you have in a box, or you can see a drop-down menu. So there's two ways you can select forums. A very efficient way, you can actually set permissions for all forums at once if you want to, or you can select a forum you want to do. Or under the drop-down menu, you can select a forum and have it automatically include all sub-forums. So let's say I want to make a change to the PHP BB Weekly Fans forum. So I'll select that from the box, hit submit. And so this is how you can go back to change these things on later on. Now, users on the left side are more specific than groups. So most people will be using groups, but say I want to have a specific user have special access. So I have a test user set up on here. So I'm going to say test user. I'm going to enter him under the add users panel. If I want, I can also configure multiple users at the same time. It gives a similar appearance as to editing groups at the same time. So you can do that on separate lines. So I'm going to hit add permissions for the new user, and this is exactly the same thing. It's just that this is where I can set special permissions for this one user. Again, it's going to be a little bit different. It's not the same as setting it for a whole group of users, which can change over time. This is one user specifically, but it's the same interface as before. Another example I wanted to offer was, and adding permissions for multiple forums at a time. If you select more than one forum from the box under this forum permissions, then you will be getting a listing on one page of every forum. So you're going to see that set of boxes that we saw for the PHPBB Weekly Fans Forum as an example, now for every forum you have selected. So on one page, you can quickly set all your permissions. So it's very versatile. It lets you really control how many permissions you want to set at once, what you want to see, what you do not want to see. All right, moving on, I'm going to talk about now setting forum moderators. So on the board, on PHPBB2, let me describe it this way. On PHPBB2, you really had three basic user levels, which were regular users, moderators, and administrators. Administrators had moderator permissions for the whole board, plus backend access. Moderators could be assigned to moderate certain forums, and users were just regular users. PHPBB3 introduces a new group called global moderators, and that's basically the same as administrators, but they do not get access to the administration panel. Global moderators, however, can moderate all forums on the board. But what if you do not want to have a group of users be global moderators? You just want them to be able to moderate for certain forums. So the Forum Moderators tab under the Forums area in the back end lets you set this. So you can, again, set as many forums as you want. There's a quick box to select all forums, but I simply want to have a certain group be in charge of the PHPBB Weekly Fans Forum. So I've set up a group here called Fans, and so there, which is a regular group, and we're going to talk about setting up your own groups next week. But I have them here, and I want to have them be moderators for the board. So you're going to see a similar layout. You have the four boxes with users and groups. So I'm going to select fans for my groups. I'm going to add permissions. And this brings a very familiar view for setting permissions. However, these are different kinds of permissions. These are moderator positions, permissions, which means there's new roles. The default roles are standard moderator, simple moderator, full moderator, and queue moderator. And the difference here essentially is how much they can moderate. So a full moderator does everything. They can edit posts. They can change things. They can have access to the moderation queue. They can warn people, etc. A standard moderator, which is probably more reasonable, can do everything that a full moderator can. The only exception is that a full moderator actually has the ability to change who is listed as the author of a post. So I don't know exactly what the point of that would be, but that's the difference. So most people would probably use standard moderator. The other two options essentially divide the positions into two. So a queue moderator has the ability to look at the queue, but that's it. They can't delete posts. They can't do anything else besides looking at the queue. And a simple moderator is about the other half. They can't look at the queue. They can edit and delete posts, and that's it. Again, using the advanced permissions, you can change this as much as you want. So say I want to have members of the fans group be simple moderators, but you know what? I think they should be able to approve posts under the post actions. I think that they should be able to issue warnings. And I think they should not be allowed – actually, they should be allowed to move topics and lock topics. So I've taken that and I've customized the role, and these are specific to what moderators can do. This is brand new for PHPBB3. In PHPBB2, you could say users in this group are moderators or not. That's it. Here you have total control over what these moderators actually can do on the board. So you can give them as much control or as little control as you need. Actually, Lastov made a comment in the chat room and said that a good reason for changing the username is, for example, someone forgot to log in and they made a post as a guest user and they want to change it. So that could be a reason to change the post author. All right, thanks for that. One of the nice things of having multiple people here is there are things I don't think about. So that's how you would set up moderators. And also, just wrapping it up, there's two other panels here on the left side known as Users Forum Permissions and Groups Forum Permissions. And this is essentially the same thing. However, it's slightly different in that you no longer have to be the, so you aren't asked to pick a forum first. Here you get to pick a user first or a group. So like under groups forum permissions, then I can look up that fans group that I picked of that I set up as a user group. I can select all forums for that under the groups forum permissions. And now what I'm looking at is I have fans as the listed group, and now forums is what's listed in the boxes. And I can set permissions for the fans group across all the forums just like this. So again, you get complete liberty to say not only how you want, how many permissions you want to assign, but how many you want to be able to see on one page, who you want to assign it for, etc. And one other thing is if when you're on the groups forum permissions page, you can look up on the top and you can immediately select the type of permission. So you can set forum permissions here. You can change it to moderator permissions. So I can now set which forums the fans group has ability to moderate, etc. Very versatile ability to mess with permissions here. So that's essentially what I was going to talk about this week about permissions. There's going to be more discussion on permissions, etc. next week. So next week we're going to actually step away from permissions for forums, and we're going to talk now more about global permissions. Global permissions being now extra features, what users can do in their profiles and the user control panels. You have control over this, what groups can do, what global moderators can do, and even what various administrators have access to. You can actually now create groups which have limited access to the administration control panel. They can't do everything. You can set how much they have permission to do in the admin control panel. So in addition, next week we're actually going to talk about how you can change permission roles. So these roles that I described today, these are roles which are the default ones that come with PHP VB3, but you can create your own roles, you can delete roles, you can edit roles to whatever you want. So that's what we're going to be talking about next week. So this is sort of like a part one, but that's now how you set up forums in PHP VB3 and get the permissions to work. Again, if you have any questions about this, you can ask right here during the show while it's still going on, or you can also send in a question through our website, phpbbweekly.net. Go on, submit your questions, and I can certainly love to elaborate over on any of the things that you may be confused about. Moving on, the mod of the week is, let me get it up here. All right, so this week's mod of the week is the topic description mod. It is written by Swizek on phpbb.com. And it sounds like a very basic mod. There's a link in the chat room, but it actually is a fairly complex mod with a lot of features. So in a nutshell, what topic description does, it gives you the ability to post descriptions of your topics, and that description will be shown under the topic title in the view forum display. So if you want to elaborate on what you're discussing, you can say this is the subject of my topic, and then you can describe it. It sounds quite simple, but there's also a number of bonus features included, and administrators have complete ability to turn this on or off. For example, you can set tooltips in addition to topic descriptions. So you can have tooltips turn on to show entire topic descriptions or elaborate on topic descriptions. These can be turned on or off by users, can be turned on or off globally by administrators. There's very advanced permissions available so that you can set what groups are allowed to use topic descriptions or not. Same with the tooltips ability. Topic descriptions can parse BB code, HTML, and smileys. Again, if turned on by users and administrators globally, these are the many features that you can find in this mod. Swizek has done a very good job on this mod. It's quite popular. It is fairly complex to install. It's rated at intermediate and is estimated to take about 45 minutes to install. The latest version is 1.15.2, and so. Very, very highly recommended mod if you want to get this feature on your board. topic description by Swizek, and that is the mod of the week. The style of the week that I picked this week is sort of in retaliation to what I picked last week. Last week I picked a very highly Macintosh-based theme, so I thought, you know, I should be fair and pick a Windows-based theme. So today's theme is actually the kind of popular PHPBB XP2 template written by Barrior, I guess is how you say it. There is a link to it in the chat room, and I'm getting a demo link in there right now. And so this is more of a takeoff on these images and the basic style of Windows XP. I haven't found a template for Windows Vista yet, and if anyone finds one and wants to send it in to me, that would be great. I'd love to highlight it. But what it does is the basic interface, it uses, it shows sort of an Explorer window with the Windows theme. You see the title bar there, which lists the name of the forum. It uses a lot of the Windows images, the little help thing, the user little people for the user group's name, etc. You can see a few influences from Internet Explorer in there if you like it. And the color scheme is fairly similar. It's not a complete takeoff on the Windows XP theme, or at least as complete as I would consider MacInScott to be off of the Macintosh theme, which I talked about last week. But PHP XP2 is probably the best Windows XP interpretation for PHPBB that I've seen. And so if you are interested, you can check that out on phpdbhacks.com. So I've talked quite a bit now, about 40 minutes now, about PHPBB. So if anyone has any other discussion or questions, this is probably now the time you can answer them while I start to close the show up. As I mentioned, next week we'll be talking about adding and configuring user groups, setting permissions beyond the forum, also configuring permission roles. The next episode is Saturday, April 21st, same time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, 1600 UTC. I'm still trying to find a possible guest for the April 28th episode. I do not have one yet. I will certainly be making a big announcement on phpbbweekly.net, which is our website, if that is arranged. Please be sure to check out the PHPBB Weekly website at phpbbweekly.net, where you can find out about the upcoming episodes. You can listen to all the past episodes and see detailed show notes about this episode when it is released. You can also send in your questions. So if you are unable to participate when the show is live, if you want to ask a question for me to answer on the air, or try to answer on the air, you can send it in by clicking on the Submit Your Questions tab in the upper right and sending in the form. And so that's going to wrap it up for today's episode of PHPBB Weekly. I'd like to thank everyone that did come in today. Kurt, David from Austria, I think it is. The username cuts off. It is... tooltips aren't working. Oh, well, I'll assume it's David from Austria or something. Keeve and Lastov as well. Had a very good episode today. It was mostly me talking, but... is David from Australia? Okay, thank you. I should know that by now. I've seen him on a number of forums of talkcasts. Okay, so that's going to wrap this up this episode. Thank you for joining. Have a safe Saturday the 14th. I am your host, Douglas Bell, and I will see you next week.